All right, let's talk about this then. Really, we were going to be saying now that the Tube Challenge, Richie's ridiculous world record attempt to visit all 270 London Underground stations, hopefully within 16 and a half hours, would result him, and I guess this show, and all of us as paid-up members of Team Chaos, a world record this Thursday. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been hugely excited by all the planning for this, and I know lots and lots of you have. And yesterday, we played you that amazing theme tune that someone had made for Richie, all the way over there in Hong Kong, but then we announced on Friday's breakfast show that management here and human resources had risk assessed what is a risky thing to do. This is an endurance world record, and also the where Richie is in terms of his fitness and his lifestyle.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that it was a risky thing for Richie to be doing. And so they insisted, for insurance reasons, and rightly so, even though I was huge annoyed and frustrated, a big argument with the boss for a while, he was right. And so Richie did a proper £500 medical in Harley Street on Friday. And it really shook you up.
Yes, it did, yeah. I think couple of things to say here, first of all. Yeah. One day I will hold that record.
Yeah.
But sadly, it's not going to be this Thursday.
No, it isn't.
And I know when we first were told you've got to undertake a medical, I know I was annoyed, you were annoyed, and it's kind of like, why on earth have I got to do this? This is madness. It's just 16 hours on the tube. But I think after yesterday, I'm actually very glad that we did it. I was told on Friday the blood pressure was high.
Yeah.
This was at the Harley Street Medical. But admittedly, I was very, very agitated about being there because I don't like needles. I don't like having the blood taken. So I was told, go to your own GPs on Monday, have it checked when you're more relaxed, and we'll take it from there. So I did
after
that.
The show yesterday, yeah. This all felt quite routine.
It did, yeah, because I was just driving back to Reading as normal. You know, the doctor's surgery, you can see sheep out the windows. It's a lovely rural practice. And I thought, this will be fine. We'll breeze through this. And then we're away for Thursday. But unfortunately, yesterday, when I had that blood pressure taken back at home, it was still really high.
Yeah.
High enough for the nurse to tell a doctor and for the doctor to put me on some medication for a month for it. So that's what I've got to do. I think, well, there's no point lying. Last night I was pretty down about it. Just annoyed with myself for getting to that stage.
But listen, you are a young man, right? You are 34. You're a very good-looking guy. You've got a beautiful girlfriend, okay? The great news is, Richie, this is a big wake-up call for you.
It is, we
all have those, and sadly, they're only when you hit some kind of rock bottom. And I've known you for a very, very long time, okay? And over the last couple of years, you know, your lifestyle, we've joked about it on the show, and I've made jokes about it, and the listeners do as well, and you joke about it. And I remember 6 months ago, me taking you out for lunch, and I could not believe that I had a chicken thing. You ate a stack of pancakes. For lunch. You know, we joked about it, but the repercussions are is that yesterday, you know, when I spoke to you in the evening, you know, you were shocked. I had not heard you that upset in years, and I got the feeling you were scared.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
But the great news is you've been given this wake up call, and bizarrely through the boss and human resources and the fun police getting in the way. The best thing.
I'm glad they did. Actually,
the greatest gift that any of us can have is our health, Rich. And you're a dad to two kids you adore. So you've got the chance now to make some real changes in your life.
Yeah.
You don't need to, you know, do anything crazy, just some...
No.
And we make sure that we get you the right kind of help. And you don't need to feel embarrassed or ashamed, because all of us, once we get over 30, struggle with our weight, okay? I bet there's loads of people listening to us right now who could name a diet that they did that really helped them. It's the big thing we all moan and stuff about. Yours has got a bit out of control, and... You know, luckily you are going to make some changes, but we've spoken about this before, about you making some changes, and it goes in one ear and out the other.
But that's because it's not coming from a figure of authority.
No. I have got a BA in communication studies, my friend.
I do feel, as far as the tube thing's concerned, and I know, you know, that's maybe less important than, well, no, of course it's not maybe, it's far less important than my ongoing health, but I do feel like I've let a lot of people down.
You've got to be joking. About... doing a tube challenge. You've not let anyone down. You only let yourself down and people that care about you, Rich, if you don't make some small changes. That's it. So Richie called me last night to say, look, I've got to go on medication, I've got to go back, and a whole load of other stuff that we don't need to get into because it's not our business, and that's Richie's still allowed to have his dignity. Not much, but he's still allowed to have his dignity. And so Richie, to be fair, said, look, you know, I still want to do it.
Yeah.
And it isn't the boss's decision here or anything like that. I said to Rich yesterday, there's no way I want you doing it. I as a friend, not someone that wants you to you know, put yourself into any danger just for a radio bit of fun. And I don't think anyone listening wants us doing that either. So I said to Richie, there's no way you can do this. So I meant to go on air right now in Richie World last night and go, well, you know, Richie's on medication for high blood pressure. He's been told to go and do a load of other tests. But other than that, we're good to go.
We're off.
For a world record endurance attempt. Are you nuts? I couldn't do that to you.
No.
So it was my decision. Richie was insisting he still wanted to do it, but we're not going to do it this Thursday. But now I think, look, I know how much you want to do it. You've got a goal.
Yeah.
Some people want to lose weight because they're getting married and want to get into a wedding dress or look good in their wedding photos. For you, you are going to make some changes so that you can have a go at this, hope for the new year.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we are all going to be behind you. Team Chaos carries on for another day.
Yeah.
This is only good is going to come from this.
The tube challenge is my holy grail, but yes. I have to, aside from the tube challenge, I am fully aware that after yesterday, I've got to change this for myself and for the kids and for Leanne, and that's what I shall do.